Christina Bicciacci and her husband operate JMS Limo Service in Miami. She says they started with one car and now have 24. But because Miami has a cap on the number of limos allowed on the road, Bicciacci says she's paid other operators about $30,000 each for all but two of her permits. That's why she supports the bills limiting local regulations on limos.
Right now, my drivers are working on independent contractors. If Uber was to come, I would be able to offer them 8 hours a day, full salary, full benefits.
Bicciacci says she believes partnering with Uber would increase her business. Limo companies can find customers and take fares through Uber's app. But rules like those in Miami and Tampa get in the way of Uber's on-demand service model. In the bill's last House stop, 8 members voted no because they were concerned about usurping local control. That was after Tampa Republican James Grant changed the legislation to apply only to Tampa. But with the Senate version still scheduled for another committee, Bicciacci says she's hopeful other cities will be added back in. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.